In a joint meeting Tuesday, the City Council and City Planning Commission received a briefing on Bonanza Park. Planning Commissioners Clay Stewart and Preston Campbell visited our studios later in the week. Stewart said the area is a top priority for the city now that the general plan is done. He said form-based code is a flexible system that allows a mix of uses in an area as long as the look is right. And Campbell said it stands the traditional code on its head.
The traditional code says you can have a doctor's office here, you can have a parking garage there, and we don't really care what it looks like. Form-based code basically says as long as we like the way it looks, we don't care what you put in it. We'll let the market decide. Maybe this year it's a doctor's office, next year it's a bike repair shop. And they all open to the front of the street, and it's designed to, you know, sort of create a community where people can walk around and feel like this is all part of a whole.
Bonanza Park is an area bounded by Kearns Boulevard, Park Avenue, Deer Valley Drive, and Bonanza Drive up to the east side of that road. Stewart said under the discussed plan, it will change dramatically. He said he's not sure it is keeping Park City as Park City.
It will change all of those uses and looks from a suburban sort of setting to a very urban setting where you have zero setbacks for the buildings and some relatively small open space corridors that run through it that are supposed to preserve some view corridors.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of people say, I want to get rid of the parking lots. I hate the parking lots. Well, in a way, the parking lots are open space. They are view corridors. If you've ever stood in front of Fresh Market in the parking lot, you have a wonderful view from there. But if you take buildings right out to the edge of Park Avenue, you won't have that. Now, that won't happen immediately because that's a viable economic business that's going to stay there, and it will be a non-conforming allowed use for as long as it wants to stay. But over the long term, just imagine a Bonanza Park area that has basically wall-to-wall buildings with all of the parking underground.
Stewart contends much of Park City is still suburban.
And I think that's being overlooked. You've got Park Meadows, Thames Canyon, Lower Deer Valley, Prospector. These are suburban neighborhoods that won't change just because we put form-based code in Bonanza Park. Those neighborhoods still need suburban-style community shopping center-type uses to go to. So I actually suggested in the meeting, which didn't get a lot of attention, to be honest with you, that portions of Bonanza Park, the portions that front along Park Avenue and Deer Valley, remain more suburban in character to service those neighborhoods. And perhaps the form-based code is more appropriate for the less developed core of Bonanza Park.
The city feels the proposal being considered could be quite rigid and dense.
We have street sections that show very tall buildings next to, you know, sidewalks. And in a way, we talked about this the other night, this could end up being a more rigid and certainly more dense sort of feeling development than would happen organically under our current code.
Preston Campbell said there's a lot of desire to get people out of their cars, but many questions remain.
Everybody always hops on that. As soon as you bring up, I want people out of their cars, everybody's like, I'm in favor of that, but nobody knows quite how to make it happen. There's a little bit of a chicken and egg. You've got to have a place where you can walk or ride your bike before people are going to leave their cars, and you have to have a place to leave your car. So there's, you know, who's going to pay for that? There are a lot of unanswered questions. Are the developers going to pay for the six-story parking structure, or are they going to ask us to pay for it? And then, you know, there's a lot still on the table that, as planning commissioners, we really haven't seen enough information yet to know whether we're going to be for or against it.
You said there are different road patterns being considered.
There have been several different versions of the plan, some that showed lots of roads, some that showed just a few. And again, we're back to the chicken and egg. Some of those road cuts through there come through 10 different property owners' parcels, and how do you get all of those people together at the table to say we're willing to tear down our building to let a new street or a new bike path come through so that the rest of the buildings can be more viable? There's a lot of negotiation left to happen. You hear these, oh, it's a big deal, it's on the front page of the newspaper, and then we'll have a meeting and ask for people to come in and talk, and three people will show up. So if I could throw one thing out there, it would be to ask you, this is going to be a big impact on the whole town, and more people need to be coming to these meetings, listening to what's happening. Otherwise, it's going to be too late. We're going to have, 6 months from now, we're going to be adopting something, and people are going to come in screaming, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, we've been working on it for 5 years. You can't come in at the last minute and complain. You need to come in now if you want to talk about it.
Right.
And be heard.
Planning Commissioners Preston Campbell and Clay Stewart. More information on the project can be found by going to partcity.org and linking up to Document Central. Stewart said their next meeting about the item will be July 9th. For KPCW, I'm Rip Bruff.